Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Scoot. Time to take a look at Scoot's news briefs. One of the last remaining mysteries connected to the January 6th attack on the Capitol made a big leap forward today.
This mystery, this five-year-long episode trying to find the person who put those pipe bombs on Capitol Hill January 5th, 2021, has given rise to some very pernicious, metastasizing conspiracy theories that have upended some people's lives and have raised questions about what happened in connection with the January 6th Capitol riot. We know it's a man from Virginia arrested just after 8 a.m. Eastern time in the Washington, D.C. suburbs of Virginia by the FBI's Washington field office. We expect this man to make a court appearance as early as early this afternoon at the Washington, D.C. federal courthouse. And at that point, we find out not just the who, but perhaps of great importance, the why.
The man's name is Brian Cole, and yeah, he's set to make an appearance at some point. Maybe he's already made it. But, you know, talking about those conspiracy theories, there were people on the right who were desperate to make this seem like it was not Trump supporters. A conservative media outlet, The Blaze, had a reporter, Steve Barker, and he falsely accused a former Capitol Police officer, Shawnee Kirkhoff, for placing the bombs there, making it seem like it was an inside job. But now we're learning that report from that conservative outlet, the conservative echo chamber, The Blaze, and this reporter, Stephen Barker, was bogus. It was simply not true. But it was part of an attempt to just desperately displace the blame, not on Trump supporters, but on other people. And apparently it was not an inside job. All right, we're getting new details on a new explanation for the potentially criminal double tap strike on the open seas. On an alleged drug boat. This was in September.
Two people familiar with the matter tell AP the Pentagon knew there were survivors after an initial attack on an alleged drug boat in the Caribbean in September, but U.S. forces still carried out a follow-up strike. The sources say the rationale was to sink the vessel, and one of the sources says it remains unclear who ordered the strikes and whether Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth was involved.
I didn't stick around.
On Tuesday, Hegseth said,
a couple of hours later, I learned that commander had made which he had the complete authority to do, and by the way, Admiral Bradley made the correct decision to ultimately sink the boat and eliminate the threat.
That commander, Admiral Frank Mitch Bradley, is expected to discuss the strike at a classified congressional briefing today. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Well, it just seems like there's a lot of indication that they knew that there were survivors. That information has gotten out. We've seen video that indicates that there were survivors, and that's why there was a second strike. The House Intelligence Committee was briefed on the double tap this morning, and Congressman Jim Himes says that he was shocked by what he saw.
What I saw in that room was one of the most troubling things I've seen in my time in public service. You have two individuals in clear distress, without any means of locomotion, with a destroyed vessel, who were killed by the United States.
And meanwhile, the lawsuits have already begun. Daniel Kovalik is an attorney for the family of Alejandro Carranza, who was a fisherman who was killed in one of the controversial boat strikes. He says this is murder on the high seas.
The language learning company Babbel and closed captioning company.
He went out on September, I believe it was September 14th, 2025, fishing, and he said it was a good day for fishing. He went out. On September 15th, a boat was blown up in the area he would have been in. The head of the Fishermen's Association recognized it as his boat, and it appeared to be destroyed, and he never returned.
You know, we haven't heard the last of this. We may, as a country, have committed war crimes in the past, but it's 2025, and to commit a war crime in open view of everyone, considering the way social media is today, we seem to know what happened, and a lot of new excuses are being given for what happened. So we'll have to see how this turns out. New Orleans area immigrants, particularly of Hispanic descent, are hunkering down for a long winter as ICE agents begin their Catahoula Crunch sweeps.
As an immigration sweep dubbed Catahoula Crunch is getting underway in New Orleans, Border Patrol Commander Gregory Bovino was seen meeting with colleagues in the parking lot of a Home Depot in Kenner, a heavily Hispanic suburb.
How long is this operation going to last, sir?
Homeland Security has said they will target immigrants who were released after arrests for violent crime. Agents slowly drove by gas stations and a Walmart, and reporters watched about a dozen surround a job site as two men working as roofers jumped in a vehicle and sped away. Immigration attorneys in the area say they've been inundated with calls, and some business owners say they will remain closed for now. Louisiana's Republican Governor Jeff Landry says he welcomes the crackdown, drawing praise from President Trump at Tuesday's cabinet meeting.
Governor Landry, great guy, great governor. He's asked for help in New Orleans.
A U.S. official says more than 200 agents are working the New Orleans operation with the aim to make as many arrests as possible over at least 60 days. Landry also told the Walton & Johnson radio show he expects National Guard members to arrive in New Orleans before Christmas to join in the effort. I'm Jennifer King.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental, the scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.